For a lot of us, a newspaper encounter is not complete until you have done the crossword puzzle. And the New York Times crossword puzzle is one of the premier puzzles in the country. So when we heard that a Michigan puzzle constructor has been getting her puzzles onto the pages of the Times, we wanted to find out more. Tracy Bennett is with us. She's from the Ann Arbor area. Welcome.
Thank you.
So your themeless puzzle was just chosen to be in the New York Times last Friday. It's your second puzzle to make the Times.
That's right.
What are the special challenges of writing a themeless puzzle?
Well, a themeless puzzle typically has fewer words in it, so it's 72 words or less. That means you're going to have a lot of white space to fill, but you still have to meet a symmetry requirement so that when you turn the puzzle around, you have the same design, black squares and white squares.
And write creative, fun clues.
Right.
This sounds mind-boggling. How do you even, I mean, there's no crossword puzzle making 101 offered in college, right? Does one learn to do this?
Well, I actually started going to the tournaments that Will Schwartz runs in Brooklyn. My friend and mentor I found there, and he has taught me the skill. So first I started solving, of course, and so I could understand what they are.
So you start from the ground up. So you're a fan of doing them.
Yes, I've been solving since I was 16. I guess when I was a very small child, 17 months, I was into jigsaw puzzles, and it just went on from there.
So you've become a constructor who's seen two of your puzzles make the New York Times. So that's kind of making it the big time, isn't it?
Yes. Well, I've had one in the LA Times, too. And I have a byline now at Bust Magazine. So that comes out every other month.
How long does it take to, for example, the piece that was in the Times last Friday? It sounds like it would be a ferocious amount of time to put all of that together.
It is. And I don't have a lot of time, discretionary time, because I'm a mother and I work full time and a wife also. So I set aside about 4 hours a week, usually on the weekends, to do puzzle making. And so it would take me about 3 weeks or more sometimes to make one puzzle. The more phrases you can have, the more lively the puzzle is for the solver.
Now, I read that only 1% to 2% of themeless puzzles come from women.
That's true.
Why
and actually, over the last 30 years, the number of women making crossword puzzles has gone down. Nobody knows why. There is some non-feminist and feminist points of view on this. So the more feminist point of view is that there are only male gatekeepers right now at these publications, and not that they're consciously not choosing work by women, but that they might prefer themes, just gravitate toward themes that men generate.
What's another theory?
Another theory is that the advent of software, this is one I really don't subscribe to, the advent of software and word list software and automatic filling software has made men gravitate toward the field and intimidated women.
But now that you've made the New York Times, you've got a byline in Bust, you've made the LA Times, so you could just keep plugging away.
Yes.
This is a hobby, do you see it, or is it a second job? How do you view this?
I think it's switching from hobby to second job and possibly retirement, you know, pursuit. I really am always making puzzles. I'm always solving them. I'm trying to solve everything that's published and teach myself the craft.
And how do you keep your voice distinct from others when you're thinking of a word and you want to build a clue and you want it to be yours? You certainly don't want to, be caught.
Will Schwartz rewrites half at least of the clues that he publishes, and he makes some really excellent choices. You know, and other times I feel like, wow, I don't see myself in that puzzle because there's so much that's been written by somebody else. People who write their own clues tend to be self-indulgent without realizing it. Editors are also looking for where there are difficult crossings. They might have to make a clue easier than what the constructor chose.
So it gets tweaked. Do you have a favorite clue from last Friday's puzzle?
I like punny clues, the ones that end in question marks. I had exchange words, but if you flip that a little bit, the pronunciation, you get exchange words, and the answer is I'll trade you.
Ah.
So it's kind of a trick of language.
Tracy Bennett, her themeless crossword puzzle was just in last Friday's New York Times, her second time making the paper. Good to meet you, Tracy. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Okay, thank you.